San Diego is in political turmoil. Yesterday, a jury convicted two local politicians on corruption charges, just as one of them was about to start his first working day as acting mayor. The verdict in what's been dubbed the Strippergate case has another setback for the nation's seventh largest city. Last week, the mayor resigned. San Diego is embroiled in a fiscal crisis. It's the target of several federal investigations, and it's lost public confidence. Amita Sharma of member station KPBS reports.
Councilman Michael Zuquette became San Diego's acting mayor at the stroke of midnight Saturday. By noon yesterday, he had been convicted of extortion, conspiracy, and wire fraud.
Well, I suspect he'll be in the Guinness World of Records for the shortest time as mayor.
Jerry Coughlin is Councilman Zuquette's defense attorney.
I think his reaction is terrible sadness. I don't want to speak for him, but I would be very distressed at the way this system worked if I were he.
The jury found that Zuquette and fellow councilman Ralph Insunza took money from a strip club owner. And in exchange, the men schemed to get rid of rules that barred customers at strip joints from touching naked dancers. Just minutes after the verdict, Councilman Insunza maintained his innocence.
I believe I have done nothing wrong. I believe that what I did was all within the law. It was all within the political structure that we have here in San Diego, here in California, here in the United States of America. And that's why I fought this.
San Diego's U.S. Attorney Carol Lam took some heat for bringing the case against the councilman 2 years ago. Critics said Lam, an appointee of President Bush, was trying to decimate the Democratic wing of the city council. Yesterday, Lam fired back.
The jury's verdicts demonstrate that politics was not what it seemed to be in San Diego. This verdict should signal a new day, a day in which our politicians do not trade away their obligations to the public for personal gain.
The government's case stemmed from secretly recorded conversations of the councilman speaking with a strip club lobbyist who was also convicted. Meanwhile, at City Hall yesterday, leaders were shell-shocked. On Friday, Mayor Dick Murphy resigned 8 months after a judge declared him the victor in a highly contested write-in election. With the resignation of the mayor and the conviction of the acting mayor and a third colleague, Councilwoman Toni Atkins says the panel is hobbled.
It's discouraging and sad news for the city of San Diego. But as public servants, we will continue to stay focused on the issues of the day facing our city.
And the issues are many. The federal government is investigating possible public corruption in connection with the city's $1.4 billion pension deficit. The cash-strapped city has laid off 300 people, potholes aren't being filled, library hours have been scaled back, and parks are littered with trash. Lawyer Bob Grimes says the city's woes weighed on the jury.
There is a lot of hostility, and I think justifiable hostility, against our leaders who have failed us in making our finances a mess, in the underfunding of the pension for city retirees. And I think there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of backlash, and I think that really could have hurt these guys.
San Diego residents aren't headed for a break anytime soon. Next week, they'll go to the polls to choose a new mayor from a field of 11 candidates. For NPR News, I'm Amita Sharma in San Diego.